Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. What's up, DFW Real Estate Today fam? Boy, are you guys in for a treat? Have a fantastic guest. Now, she's just not a guest. You know, I've interviewed her before on my podcast, Miss Sandra Nesbitt. I can't wait to dig in and just get caught up with her and just some awesome things that she's going to share with you guys to help you in your business. But I definitely want to say hello to all of you. If you can hear me, this is very important. If you can hear me, make sure you post a comment, please. Say yes. If you're here, you're glad to be here, just say, hey, post in the comments, hey, glad to be here, glad to be alive, whatever. We want to make sure that you guys are here. I see some of you that's jumping on. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. Oh, there's Carla. What's up, CJ? Thanks for jumping on and confirming that you can hear us as well. Really, really quick, I want to get this out of the way. First of all, I would like to say and give a shout out to all of my YouTube followers. This is going live on my YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for following me all these years, as well as, again, the DFW Real Estate Today family. Again, we partnered with Mary Martinez, the founder of this group, who's with McKnight Title, their premier sponsor. So shout out to Mary. If you guys have any kind of title issues with your deals, whether it's traditional, non-traditional, you need to connect with her. Okay. Also want to give a shout out to Mr. Doug Haley with Atlas Custom Homes. Douglas, thank you so much. Any type of new build, if it's a custom home, you need a property renovated, you need some repair estimates, he can help you. Over 25 years in the business, him and his team are solid. Mr. Paul Starnes, if you need money for flips, if you need money for rentals, reach out to Paul. He's with InvestMark Mortgage. And last but certainly not least, our newest sponsor, Epic Photo Group. That is with Troy and Betty Grant. Thank you guys so much. They do have a special if you guys put an order in. If you have a house and you need to get it sold and you're using some, you know, not so professional, you know, HD photos, they have a tremendous service. They provide quick turnaround and top quality. Reach out to them because they do have a special that's going on for the group. So reach out to them, okay? Everybody's jumping on. Hey, hey, glad to be here. We're glad to have you. What's up? What's up? So again, thank you for jumping on. And I just want to, I'm not going to even take a whole lot of time to introduce Sandra because, you know, Sandra is a veteran. And Sandra, thank you for being here. I'm talking to you like you're not here, but you are here. But just want to show you some love. 20 years, you've been in the business. We've known each other probably about 10 of those years, if not more. Is that right? 12. Something like that. 12. Oh, there you go, see? I knew it was something like that. But you've definitely been an inspiration, sis. I've told you this in private, and I'm just telling you publicly. You've been an inspiration for me. You know, as well as Carla, we've been here in the game in the business for about 12, 13 years now. And, you know, just early on, we hit it off. We've done business together. We've done deals together. You've supported me. I've supported you. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm excited to talk with you again and for us to kind of get caught up. Well, we've gotten caught up, but share a little bit with everyone that's listening. Just what you do. And And what we can do is just roll right into the first question. Is that okay with you?
Yes, absolutely. I'm delighted to get an invitation from you. And it's been a while. It's been a minute since we did one of these podcasts. So a lot has happened, you know, since the last one. So I'm ready to dig in and, you know, get it rolling.
Awesome. Awesome. A lot has happened. Absolutely. So we're just going to dig right in. First question. Just share with everyone how you got started in the business of real estate investing. Now, did you catch one of them Carlton Sheets late night infomercials?
You know what's funny? I did. You know what? This is not really the start of the business, but I remember those commercials in the late 80s. And, you know, I remember I used to say, I wish I was old enough to like order it and like do it, you know, because, you know, they would really, you know, inspire you on the vacations and the lifestyle and whatnot. And I really didn't take it too seriously, but I just like fantasize, wouldn't it be nice to just make that kind of money and go on nice vacations? That's it. I don't really don't care about real estate. But when I graduated college, it took me a while to find a job, and I had some time, and I went to one of those seminars with my mother in Long Island. I'm originally from New York City.
Awesome.
Yes. So anyway, I went to the seminar. They were giving away a free trip, and we went for the free trip. I didn't care anything about real estate. We went, they made a great presentation, whatnot. And I'll never forget this. There was a sanitation worker. He got up on that stage and he said how he had made all his money. He had rental properties. And I said, oh, if he could do it, I could do it. And it has nothing to do with intelligence whatsoever, this business. Yeah. But I still didn't buy their $5,000 course and I left. Okay. We left. Long story short, they sold me on the phone. I signed up, paid the $5,000, and I was stuck with it, you know? And so that didn't turn out too well because they took my money, nothing happened. And so it was up to me. And I did buy Carlton Sheets like right after that, because I was thinking maybe I could put the two pieces together and make it work. But I just wanted to make my money back, the $5,000. And that was it. I didn't really care about, you know, running and creating this big business or anything. I just wanted to make my $5,000 back, and that was it. So
awesome. Yeah, I totally understand that. And so what drove you from New York here to Texas?
Well, when I finally did close my first wholesale deal, and I also rehabbed, and I always had rentals. My business was a third, and a third. But it took me 2 years to close my first deal. I did finally get a job in corporate America. I didn't have to do this. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why it took me 2 years to close my first deal. So after 6 years, part-time, working full-time, working in one state and living in another, I went full-time in 05. And the last rehab I sold in the spring of 07, my realtor told me, you better take this offer because this market is about to change, about to turn. And I didn't believe her because 06 was our best year. And so I took the offer, and you know, the writing was on the wall, and you know, with changes in the economy, the real estate market. And I was supposed to originally, you know, join forces with a cousin out here in the DFW market. And the cost of living was cheaper, milder winter. So I decided to make the plunge and migrate out here. And so I had moved out here in the fall of 07.
And awesome.
The end of 07 was the start of, you know, the downturn of the market.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think we met, was it through Greg Bell's group back then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Greg. Yeah. So awesome. Well, let's talk about this. Now, what made you turn your focus to fire damaged houses? Because there's a lot of ways as a wholesaler, you know, a lot of different type of distressed sellers that you can focus. How did you stumble up on fire damage and just said, you know what, let me master this?
Okay. So the very last deal that I did in the Connecticut market, I fell into a fire damage deal. It was, Connecticut is an attorney state, not a title company state. And my attorney was representing a family who lost a loved one in a fire, and they wanted to sell the house. And so I said, okay, cool. I looked at it, had no idea how to estimate repairs, made an offer. They took it, made a nice little check. And so when I moved down here, you know, I had to start from scratch. The wholesale fees were substantially less, you know, and so I had to build a list quickly on who to target and who would most likely sell, want to sell quickly in a short period of time. And so I said, okay, let me figure out, since that fire damage deal in Connecticut was great, let me try this. Let me figure it out in the Dallas market. And in fact, the very first deal that I closed out here was a fire damage property in Oak Cliff.
Nice.
We started out with targeting 10 cities. We just added 6 this week. So now we're at 80 plus cities in and throughout the Metroplex.
That's awesome.
Targeting fire. Yeah.
Congrats on the growth. Fantastic. So
thank you.
That's how you fell into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, what types of marketing do you do? You know, and I know you have a system down. I know yeah. this personally, and you have to have a system down in order to really maximize these type of leads. So if you can just share a little bit, maybe not necessarily your process, but what do you do for marketing? How do you market?
I would say right now, for just fire damage or just in general?
For fire damage.
I would say right now, use the phone. And that's through RVM text, cold call. That's going to be your best bet right now. You know, I've done direct mail. It's worked great in the past. I do that for other marketing, target marketing audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, I would say one of those three or all three work the best.
And I have to agree with you. Sorry, guys. I got my hot peppermint tea that I'm sipping on so I don't get hoarse and my voice goes out. But I have to agree with you for sure on the direct mail. Same with us. You know, over the last few years, it's just declined in, you know, really materializing when it comes to the amount that we're investing and what we're getting. So I do agree. Cold calling, ringless voicemail, also text message marketing. I don't know if you do any of that, but that's extremely effective as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about lists? Is do you have to request like certain type of lists for these type of leads?
Yeah. So under the Freedom of Information Act for any city in the United States, you can request just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all public information, whether it's fire damage, houses, birth, divorce, marriage, police records, ambulance calls, everything. And so, you know, you can just go on Google, make an open records request, or you can say public records request and just make the request. I want to request all residential fire damage houses between blank and blank, October 1st to October 31st. You always got to give a specific date range.
Awesome. Now, do you only wholesale these type of deals, or do you just, you know, do you buy, fix, and flip? Share a little bit about
that. As far as fire damage houses, I would say primarily wholesale. I might partner on a few, but I don't get actively involved with that. You know, maybe a silent partner on a few rehabs, but I would say definitely the majority I just wholesale.
Awesome. Okay. And you've started buying and holding not too long ago. Is that correct?
I've always bought and held property here in the Dallas market the last 5 years when I was up north. Like I said, I always had a third. My business was divided into third, wholesaling, rehabs, and rentals. And so the last 5 years, I started building a portfolio in the DFW market. However, I have stopped and have shifted that focus in the Tulsa, Oklahoma market. The prices are just outrageous. Great when you own. You know, but, you know, the houses are really, really appreciating. Taxes are not going down. And so, you know.
Absolutely.
Like
awesome.
Use wholesaling to funnel and build the portfolio, the rental portfolio.
Exactly. Now, before I go to this next question, I do want to ask you this. At any point in time in your 20-year career, have you just thought about quitting the business?
Oh, yeah. You know. Being that I've been in this business for a very long time, there's peaks and valleys, and I was a casualty of the market downturn. And, you know, when you've done very well and you lose everything and down to like less than $50 to your name, you know, it doesn't mean anything if you made money in the past. So, and you have everyone telling you, you know, you need to get a job, get a real job. I have a degree, you know, and you know, luckily I use my degree in my business now. And in fact, my business paid for my school loan. So there you go. You know, I'm not strapped
there
with high student loan. I paid off my student loans 15 years ago because of real estate.
Oh, that's awesome. And I think that's great for the listeners to hear that. You can do that, guys. You can do that. You got those student loans out there.
Absolutely.
Hey, wholesale you a few of these fire damaged properties. I mean, can you talk a little bit of how lucrative they can be?
Very lucrative, depending on the market. You know, like I said, when I was up north, you know, the wholesale fees, the low fee was like $20,000, you know, on the low end. Now, I was told, you know, out here when I first came out here, the average is $3,000 to $5,000. I was like, what? Like, and you know, like 20,000 was low back, you know, up north, you know. And so if you're in a higher I don't know, a big time market, I guess you can say, like California or New York, Connecticut or whatever, Florida, you're gonna make upwards of five digits easily all day long. So, and then we still do that here, but it's not on average, like 20,000 per deal, you know.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and I remember when you first started, when you were doing fire damage and you know, had shared with me, you know, what you were doing. And I was thinking, wow, this is a process. But again, you've mastered it. And I think it's just so awesome. Now, talk a little bit about, and I didn't know this till you shared this with me before we went live, but one of the deals that we wholesaled together back in the day, where how much was it after
it was split? Like a triple JV deal or something.
Yeah.
So, Greg Bell, Mr. Bell, and I, that's where I met you. We all made about $700 a piece this deal. And so I was happy. And at the time, I needed that so bad. It was like $7,000 to me, you know. So I believe that was right after the election in 08.
And it was out right after that. And that's when you said that was one of the lowest parts in your business.
Yeah.
But you just continued to move forward. What things did you do? Just share a few things that maybe you changed. So that you could, you know, start to rebuild on a better path, a better foundation for your business.
Well, let me see if I can kind of tell you what I learned from that.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So when I was up north, I did some lease options and I had very high mortgages, big loans and whatnot. And so now when I buy and hold, I still leverage, but the payment is so low. Even if this downturn were to happen again, I could still afford it easily. Okay. So number one, buying right and not highly leveraging, you know, these investments. Okay. And so really just targeting, like if you have a small budget and you want to start in wholesaling, you've got to laser beam focus and target on the people that will have the likelihood to sell to you at a discount quickly. And so I stopped doing all this other stuff like out of town owners. I still do that, but I got a secret little formula on how I target the best ones. But start with those distress lists, you know, code, fire, water shutoff, demolition. They definitely have to do something really quickly.
Awesome. Sorry about that. That's great information. So sorry about the audio there. So let me ask you this. Who has influenced you the most in business?
I wouldn't really say there was one particular person, but I can name a few people, you know, that influenced me directly or indirectly. Number one, the CPA that I had when I first started in 99, it was a male, and he came across like, you know, it's hard. And in not so many words, you can't really do it. And this was in New York City. I never invested in New York City. I always invested in the Connecticut market. And so I wanted to prove him wrong, you know. Another influence was a cousin who had, I stayed at her house for a week in Atlanta in 98. And it was a new development and I met the owner and it was a Black woman. And my cousin told me, she said, she's a millionaire, that she owns all this. And I was like, wow. And I had no interest in real estate at the time, but I just was amazing that she was a millionaire, you know, and she built that development. Number three, I would say my mother, because, you know, as a child, she always encouraged us to be curious and to try things out. And so she went with me to that seminar 20 years ago. And so, you know, with her, I like to give her and love to spoil her, you know, with the success that I've bared in the last 20 years. So without a doubt, she's definitely, you know, has been one of my biggest cheerleaders. So I would say a combination of those three.
That is fantastic. You know, you got to throw mom in there. You got to throw mom in there. So yeah. My mom is one of mine as well. Awesome. What keeps you motivated to continue to take action, to continue to grow and get better in your business and even as a person?
You know, we all got to really evaluate our why, and it changes throughout the years. As we get older, you know, things happen, you know, and I have to refocus and really look at why am I doing this? You know, I'm not doing this to chase dollars. You know, I love teaching and training people, especially those who really can't see it for themselves. But, you know, when we go through the process and when they close their first deal, there's nothing more, you know, as far as the satisfaction of that, you know. And so, you know, I want to do things that are outside of real estate, okay, have nothing to do with real estate. And so this will allow me and enable me to, you know, open doors for other opportunities, you know.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. So how can, this was a question brought to me, how can realtors work with you?
These realtors here in the DFW area or just in general?
Just in general, since you're in other markets as well.
Well, I would say there's a couple different ways. If they're a non-traditional realtor and they don't want to list distressed properties, you know, I'm your girl. You know, I met a gentleman who was a realtor. He said, I get these leads. I don't want to list those because he wants to be perceived as a pretty house realtor, I guess, you know. And so they would rather just sell it or do business with an investor. So that's one way. Realtors have buyers, you know. And so depending on the type of property location, you know, I would say 15 to 20% of my business I do with realtors because they have buyers and they're rehabbers, and some of them are fellow wholesalers as well.
Awesome. Excuse me. I don't know if y'all guys heard any background noise. It's my dog barking. But what advice would you give a new wholesaler starting in the business?
Oh man, that could be a whole nother podcast, like, or seriously. But and I want to ask you this too. We both, like, you know, I want you to answer this as well. But for me, I'm going to tell you right now, the average new wholesaler, don't count on closing your first deal within 6 to 9 months. If you're working with a mentor, that will be shorter if you do what they say, you know, but you will hit a lot of bumps during the process, during the journey, a lot of deals that don't make sense. Your repair cost, ARV, is not going to be on target. So if you're looking to get into this, make money in 30 days, not 30 days, maybe 3 months, 4 months, it's possible. But I would say on average, so I'm setting the expectation for you right now, 6 to 9 months. If you stick it in at least 30 hours, minimum a week, part-time. Okay. I asked a lot of newbies, how much time do you commit to this? And they're talking about 5-6 hours. You'll never close a deal. Okay, this is a lot of work. And I meet a lot of people who burn out quickly, okay, because they realize, I don't want to stuff envelopes. I don't want to stuff, put out signs. I don't want to return calls. And a lot of them become private lenders. They want to become rehabbers. They'll just buy a house from a wholesaler because this is a job. Wholesaling is a job.
It's definitely a job. And I'm just going to piggyback on exactly what you said. I mean, that's perfect advice for new wholesalers. So, I mean, I really can't say it any better than that. It just goes down to how bad do you want it? How many hours you're going to put into it? Even if you're part-time, it's numbers. You have to make the calls. You have to follow up. I mean, that's just all it is. If you don't have money to invest and partner with someone who understands marketing and can get deals and JV deals, and then you need to either learn it yourself, or you're going to have to learn how to find someone you can trust to work with. If you don't have any money, you're going to have to put in that sweat equity. Isn't that right, Sandra? You're going to have to drop a dollar.
Figure it out. I'm telling you, when I started, there was no such thing as Uber and all these other ways to make money. Okay. So easily nowadays, they didn't even have property records out online. You know, I literally met someone who worked for the city of Bridgeport and emailed him every Monday all the addresses that I found with Drive for Dollars. And he would email me back the owner name and mailing information, because that wasn't made to the public back then. And so there's no excuse. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're talking about the Stone Age here. You know what I'm saying? And so if you don't have money, you can find a way. If you really, really want this, I'm sure you can find a way to create a couple hundred dollars a month to make this happen. So there's no excuse if you have no money, okay? Because you can't run and start and maintain a business without any money. Like, that's just crazy.
It's absolutely mind-blowing. And when people tell me that, they were like, you know, because we'll talk to them, but right now we've gotten smarter and better, especially at potential new wholesalers, you know, that we work with. And one of the questions is, how much do you have per month in your marketing budget for your business? When they say zero, then I tell them, here, go ahead and go to my free YouTube channel. I got a ton of videos and resources and interviews like this that can give you some education and also give you, you know, some information, as well as others. There's a ton of other investors out there on YouTube where you can get that free training, right? Because you have to have money to invest back into your business.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, even for generating leads, you need something, you know. You need something. So you got to keep your phone on. You got to have gas in your car. You have to skip trace. Skip tracing is not free. Now, there are resources that are free, right, but they're not great, but they will do. But if you're going to take this seriously, figure it out. Okay. Back then, I had a full-time job, so that helped feed the pipeline for generating leads. And I also had a side business, eBay. Remember eBay? You know, they're still around, but Amazon wasn't like it was now. And I had a part-time eBay business, and that helped fuel other deals. Like, I had a deal that I sold or I bought on a lease option, and my mortgage payment was $1,600 a month until I found an owner occupant. So where did that money come from? You know what I'm saying? And so that was from that that little part-time business, you know? So you'll figure it out. If you really want this, it's hustle at the end of the day. If you don't have hustle, and you don't waste your time.
Amen to that. And we do have a question here from one of our members here, Mr. Stephen Wise. Hey, Stephen, how long after a fire does it take for the insurance to complete their work and pay off the homeowner so we can approach them about wholesaling it?
I would say on average, it's about 30 to 45 days. It will take a little bit longer if there was a mortgage, but generally I would say 70 to 80% of the time it will be complete within 30 to 45 days. There are a few where it will take longer for whatever reason. And I have a few, met the lady, made an offer, and I follow up every so often, and she's still dealing with temporary housing and getting the contents, getting a quote for the contents and whatnot. I met her in August, and we're almost in November now. And so that's rare, though. I would say that's about 15-20% of the case, but average 30 to 45 days.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. That was a great question. Another question is, how do you find your fire damage leads? Now, we talked about that a little earlier. So if and this is being recorded, you want to hear the replay. Right. But Sandra, if you just want to give a real quick little overview again, if you don't mind.
Under the Freedom of Information Act, it's public information. So you can just go online in your city, not county, your city, and just type in Google, open records request, Boston, Massachusetts, open records request, New Haven, Connecticut, et cetera, et cetera. And then boom, that's it. Just make the request.
Awesome. Thank you, whoever asked that question. And just a few more for you, Sandra, and unless some more come in. What about the ebook? Now, you released an ebook not too long, about a year or so. Yeah. Talk about the ebook, and what was your inspiration to write the ebook, and what the ebook is about?
Well, first of all, you and another investor in this market inspired me to do it. You know, I have all this knowledge, all the experience. I didn't really want to do it, but I think it was good for me to do it. It's free. And basically, if you are a wholesaler, you need to add fire damage houses or burnouts, as they say, to your arsenal in target marketing. So the number one question I get is by far, how do you estimate repairs? And so, you know, it's a good, in that book, ebook will guide you on how you can estimate repairs, but it really depends on the market, you know, it really depends. So I wrote it because of the questions I was getting, the same questions, and, you know, maybe perhaps, you know, JV on some fire damage leads with some people, but I think you could do it by yourself with the ebook, but, you know, check it out. It took several months to write it.
Well, I checked it out, of course, and I think you did a fantastic job for your first one. And it's extremely information, you know, informal. And you really kind of break down a little bit more of how people can get started if they're interested in, the 10 steps. So we're going to share that here somewhere around this particular stream tonight, where you can go and get access to that for free. And also, I know that you recently created the Wholesaling Houses Mastermind Group. Is that correct? In right. Dallas?
Yes. We've been in existence now almost 3 years, since January of 2017. And so I was a member of a high-level mastermind 3 years ago. And after the first meeting, they told me, you need to set up a meetup. And so there was, at the time, there were no masterminds about wholesaling back then. Now everybody and their mother has a meetup, real estate related meetup, but mine is different. You know, the wholesaling community is, you're kind of like a lone wolf. And so, and it's doggy dog. And so we come together, it's very informal, and we give content. It's free. We like to provide free resources. It's not wholesaling one-on-one, you know? And so we do, though, want to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and do bigger and better, whether you're a newbie or an advanced seasoned investor.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you for sharing that. And we have Stephen. He just said, here where I live, which is out in California, I believe, Stephen. Mm-hmm. He said he can go to City Fire Department and get a list for about $3 a page. Is that about accurate? I know some counties is free, right? Or it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, and even expensive? Out here, a few cities out here, we got to pay for the list, okay? And so, you know, depending on, I don't know what city you're coming from, but not every city charges. So, you know, because California is so large, maybe you want to try, just make a list of like 10 to 15 cities to start and just see what their requirement is. Now, if it's $3 a page, you'll have to kind of figure out if it's worth it, you know? I know one city, they charge like $15, no matter if it's three, 10, or whatever. They just flat fee $15 for the list.
Oh, yeah. They said, we're going to make this easy. 15. How many leads you got? 2, 15? How many leads
yeah,
you
exactly, got? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. We're going to take one more question because it's storming out here. So I don't know if you guys are having some interference. I think we're having a little bit. So we'll get ready to wrap it up here. Good stuff, though. Okay. But how long will the restoration process take?
You know, it really depends. You know, I have really close relationships with my cash buyers. And so I stop by the houses once they're rehabbing because I love the process. And so right now, depending on the city, you know, sometimes you won't even be able to start like in 2 months after you've bought and closed the house because of the permit phase and dealing with the city. And so aside from that, I would say on average, and it depends on if you get green tags and whatnot, in a smooth, in a perfect world, 3 to 4 months, but the entire project could be more than 6. I would say even 7 months. So it really depends on the city and how good your cash buyer is.
Awesome. Thanks. And Aaron has, hello, I'm just now getting in. Have y'all talked about where to get the list?
Twice.
Yes. We have talked about that twice. You can actually request it at your county, at the city, like the city. Fire department, or at the city. You can request it.
Yeah.
The open records request. So you can do that. And again, she's talking about it, at the front part of this interview, Aaron. So, and it is being recorded. So you can go back and check that out. Okay. I think that's all of the questions that we have. We have someone that says, great show today, guys. Awesome. Thank you so much. Sandra, where can people find you and connect with you?
They can connect with me.
Where would you like for them to go?
Through email, I would say. Sandra@retroproperties.com. So if you want to share that by email.
Absolutely.
I'm also on Facebook, but you know, I'm not really, and I know you're going to hate me for this, and we're going to work on it. I need you to help me with this. Okay.
I need you to come up with 2020 on this Facebook in this video, but we're going to talk about that. Okay?
I'm going to have you keep me accountable. I'm going to do better. It's not going to happen overnight. Right now I have a little over 300 Facebook friends. I'm not really into all that. You know, I use Facebook Marketplace a lot for buyers. It's a great place to find cash buyers. But other than that, I'm not trying to mess with that, but I know in 2019, almost 2020, you know, we got to change that.
Right, we got to keep it moving and keep it going, just like you've been doing the last 20 years.
Right.
I've been watching you, sis. You already know, so we don't do that.
Okay.
I appreciate you. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I think we got all the questions in. Sandra, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much for your time. We're going to have you back on at some point. You already know that. We're going to connect again and do some other things. And everybody here in the group and on my YouTube channel, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. Make sure to check Sandra out, especially if you're here in the DFW area. Go to one of her meetings. Is it monthly that you have your meetings?
Yes. The Wholesaling Houses Mastermind Meetup, DFW, we meet on the third Wednesday of every month, except for November and December. We meet on the second Wednesday of the month. And next month, we're going to talk about virtual assistants. Okay. So that's going to be a good one. Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. At some point, you think you'll live stream these, or maybe we can talk about that later?
I don't know. You know, okay. I kind of want to make it for those who really want to make the effort to come. They need to be at the meeting. You know.
But you know what? You can live stream it for the, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I got some ideas for you.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, guys. Yeah, for sure. All right. Again, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you again. Now, with all this information, you already know what to do. Go out and take some action. Yeah. Everybody have a great night.
Thank you.